The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
I have a very strong suspicion that the maintenance worker, Detective Lowe, interviewed here, may not be who he said he was.
Why do you say that?
My guts tell me.
Got a text here from Nelson. Suspect van found abandoned near Charles Street Step.
If one of those suspects turns out to be alien to this world, we'll have to move more quickly.
What is the meaning of this?
Cuffer.
You'll never get away with this.
So, what's the latest on the PI business?
I think everything's about ready. I'm expecting to set up shop maybe this week.
There will be some follow-up work after we get through the physical therapy. I'm sure you'll be happy with the results.
I can't imagine how. That blast removed most of my face.
I saw Homeland Security at the site.
Wait, what? How can you be sure?
Because I saw an agent there I recognized from Kate's case, the Von Longer case.
Hey, I got some lab results. This is weird.
What's weird?
The lab report says that the prints were unidentifiable, like they weren't human.
And now episode 122, The E.T. Touch.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Say that again?
The lab said the prints were unidentifiable, like they weren't human. You know, E.T.
E.T.?
Yeah, E.T. Extraterrestrial.
I know what E.T. is. I just can't believe that's what you said. Now, did the lab say that?
No. I said E.T. The lab said they were unidentifiable, like they weren't human. What else am I supposed to think?
You know, maybe gremlins.
I'd say more like Goonies.
All right. Bottom line is, these prints are no good to us. So, we're back to square one.
Maybe we can get Bonds to check the intergalactic database.
The what?
Oh, sorry. That's a joke around here. I borrowed Jim's coat once, and there was a badge in there that said Intergalactic Defense Force. It looked totally real.
What was he doing with that?
Yeah, he said he had it made for Comic Cons or something. It goes with some character he cosplays, whatever that is. Likes to wear it around some big blue photo booth he hangs around.
Barnes cosplays?
Yeah, he's a super geek. There's a couple big cons here in Baltimore every year. He'll probably try to drag you to one.
Well, it would be nice if there was an intergalactic database. But unfortunately, this is the real world and not some science fiction show.
I think it would be cool if it was. Then I could have superpowers.
You already do.
What?
You can devour a box of Krispy Kremes in a single bound.
Very funny. Which reminds me, I left a half a dozen in the squad car. I'll be right back.
Now that's funny.
Hey, I wasn't kidding. I pity the Krispy Kreme that gets within his reach.
Well, I hope he paces himself. He has a fitness evaluation coming up soon. And as for these prints, did the lab say when they expect to release their report to me?
You should have it either at close of business or first thing in the morning. They're going over it again with a fine-tooth comb. Our problem is that the van is used, and any trace evidence we find could very well belong to the previous owner or anyone who was ever in the van.
Maybe we'll get lucky.
I'm going down to the media lab and check on Nelson. See if he's had any luck with the traffic cams.
Sounds good.
Nelson.
Mac is on his way down. From what he told me about the prints they found, Von Langer may have teamed up with an alien. I'm guessing another Hongan mercenary. You're going to need to get a hold of these prints and run them through the Federation database.
Will do. Anything else on the report?
It's not completed yet.
I'll get a hold of Pierman. He can get Robert to poke around a bit. They're tapped into our system here. If there's anything that stands out, they can check it out. In fact, he can access the prints and run them from Martin State.
Perfect. Did you find anything on the traffic cams?
Just a few minutes ago, I got the van going through the intersection. We're accessing other cameras to see if we have the suspects on camera anywhere. I'll have all this ready for Mac when he gets down here.
Good. The more we keep him and Hernandez busy, the easier it will be for us to concentrate on Essex Park.
All right, I see Mac getting off the elevator now. I'll let you know as soon as something new comes up.
And keep an eye on your trail cameras. If these guys think we're onto them, they may strike as soon as they can.
Don't worry. We'll be ready for them.
If you're going to take my ship, I insist that my helmsman pilot it.
I have the best pilot in the sector.
This ship has had a lot of modifications made to it. It doesn't matter how good a pilot he is. This ship flies differently from any other ship. On an atmospheric flight, he could rip the wings off with the wrong power setting.
I would be more comfortable with my pilot in control.
And you'd probably be more dead. I'm serious. It's been totally reconfigured. Your man can sit in the navigator's seat. If you think my pilot's doing something wrong, he can take over.
Very well. Give her the controls, but watch her carefully to see if there really is something different about piloting her ship.
Thank you.
Airport identifier, Romeo 2, Delta 2. I think you'll find the runway adequate.
I know this airport. We've made cargo deliveries there, but stopped after the airport was deemed unsafe by the Titan Aeronautical Council.
As long as you do what I say, you have no need to worry.
Is everything in order, Lenora?
We're underway, Master Lister.
What do you plan to do with us when we get there?
As long as you do exactly what I say, you have no need to worry. We will gather supporting troops, and then the plan to intercept Zokar.
I don't like the sound of any of that. First, we will be landing at an unstable airport, taking on a band of misfits, then head into space to battle another madman? This ship has no offensive capabilities. How do you expect us to survive any of this?
That is not your problem.
This is my ship and my crew, so it is my problem.
And these are my people. So rest assured, I don't want anything bad to happen just as much as you do.
Enough of this bickering. Come to terms with the situation, Captain Tam. Things will be much easier for you if you do. Do not concern yourself with what will happen when we make contact with Zokar. He is an ignorant hothead. We will simply outsmart him. Your ship will be safe.
Forgive me if I don't share your enthusiasm.
Captain, we've been cleared to Romeo 2, Delta 2 is filed.
Very well. Call for pushback and clearance to taxi.
Aye, Captain. Titan ground, Ulysses for pushback.
Roger, you're clear for pushback.
I suggest we head to the crew compartment and strap in for takeoff.
Watch her carefully.
With pleasure.
Titan ground, Ulysses clearance to taxi.
Ulysses, taxi via Charlie 3, Papa Oscar, hold short runway 9er.
Roger, Charlie 3, Papa Oscar, hold short runway 9er.
Remember. You try something I don't like, I will eviscerate.
Now that would make a terrible mess. You wouldn't want to do that.
Oh, don't worry. I haven't had lunch yet. There won't be a mess. I don't like waste.
Why are we landing at Delta 2? That aerodrome was closed years ago.
Because that's where we need to go. If you have reservations about being able to land, I can show you how.
I can land the ship on a flatbed transporter if I had to. I was just wondering, why the risk? There is a perfectly good aerodrome close by.
That is controlled by the Titan military. There is also a small delegation of IDF fighters there. We just don't want any trouble.
Yes, I suppose it wouldn't bode well for you if they knew you had hijacked our ship.
More like an unauthorized requisition. You'll get your ship back if you do as the master says.
Titan Tower, this is Ulysses, holding short runway 9er for departure to Romeo 2, Delta 2.
Ulysses, cleared for departure. Good day.
Well, this should be an interesting adventure.
Good morning, Soren. Inila.
Good morning. Sam and I had a good conversation with our motorcycle repairman.
It wouldn't have taken so long if you would have let me do the talking.
The last thing we need is an international incident.
So what did he have to say?
At first, he claimed that he didn't know anything.
Then we impressed upon him the importance of our visit.
We made it clear that we had sufficient evidence to bring him in on suspicion of domestic terrorism.
That got his attention real quick.
I'm sure it did. But do you have any such evidence?
Yeah, right here. In the old gut.
Soren, I'm not sure how you do things in Denmark, but here in Johannesburg we have rules of law to follow.
Oh, we have the same rules. But sometimes you need to bend them a little to get results. I wouldn't have brought him in if he refused to talk. I felt he was a little shaky when we talked to him, so I took a chance.
Since this is an IDF mission, I'll look the other way.
I admire your style, Soren. That's something I would have done. Now, what did you learn?
The guy's name is Alexis Gorchy, a Polish fugitive working as a gun for hire.
Did he have an address for him?
Yes. Sam and I checked it out on the way back.
You should have called for backup. That could have been dangerous.
It was an apartment complex. We checked with the manager. It seems that Alexis checked out last night.
He knew we were onto him. I would have done the same thing.
Did you search his apartment?
Yes. And if you're wondering about your relay, there was no sign of it.
We are not so sure that it is our relay.
What?
Simon and I have been discussing the possibility that the relay may have been placed there by Rage.
And the reason why Her Majesty's Communication Center won't tell us more about it is because it isn't theirs.
Wait, so they sent us after a relay that wasn't theirs because they don't know what it might have been used for?
Why wouldn't they just say that in the first place?
I assume it's because of a breach of security and they don't want that to be made known.
You mean they didn't want to be embarrassed?
I'm wondering how they knew about it in the first place.
And why would Rage want to blow up their own spy relay?
As for knowing about it, I'm sure one of their surveillance sweeps caught it. Now, as for Rage blowing it up, perhaps they just wanted to destroy the device.
You know, all of this is pure speculation. We don't know for sure that the maintenance driver was part of the gang, so we can't be sure that he took the device.
Simon, last night you seemed pretty sure about him being part of Rage.
I still am. And I'm hoping that he is the one that took the relay and not our biker friend.
True, because if it was the biker dude, he's long gone, and so is the relay.
The maintenance man and the biker are small fish. There had to be data storage hardware on the relay. Whoever is the ringleader is the one with the information.
You're absolutely right. The relay is just a box of scrap metal now. What's important is the data it collected.
And that data would now be in the hands of Dimitri.
So, let's find this Dimitri guy. Do we have any leads?
We're doing a background check on the maintenance man now. It's suspicious that he quit the day after I talked to him. As soon as Peter has something, we'll bring him in for questioning.
Not that I'm in a hurry to end this mission, which has been like a vacation for me. But if you let me interrogate him, this will all be over in 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Well, it could be shorter. But like a cat, I like to play with the mouse before I make the kill.
Boldabar Space Station. Marine Delta 1 engaged.
Copy that, Delta 1. I show good capture. Locking bolts green. Pressurizing.
VSS. Roger. Pressurizing. Stand by for transfer.
Pressure green. You are go for hatch opening and transfer.
Hatch is opening.
Major Witt, welcome back.
Commander Sims, good to see you again. Hey, there he is. Deadeye Nate.
I'm not sure it's good to see you again here. It means there's trouble, and we're headed for it.
Robo 4, as always, thanks for the excellent guidance.
I must ask as to why you refer to Captain Nate as having a dead eye. His eyes appear to be totally functional.
Deadeye refers to someone being able to shoot perfectly on target, or dead on target. A shot in the bullseye of a target is called a dead on target.
Understood. It takes a deadeye to shoot dead on. I take it that you are referring to Captain Nate's piloting of a fighter to assist in your rescue.
Assist? More like saved his hide, just like it did when the Stip came under fire from those two Rage fighters.
Well, it's good to know I have an ace pilot to call on when we get into a firefight.
Sorry, but the Mercury will need my full attention.
Full attention, you say? I think I can handle the ship just fine. Good to see you again, Major Witt.
Tika, it's good to see you.
You two know each other?
Yes. My old ship was boarded by Major Witt once. There was a question about our manifest. So nice to meet you again under better circumstances.
So, Commander, what were the latest directives from the controller? I have nothing beyond hitching a ride on the Mercury and tracking down Wi-Fi and wait for further instructions.
Quite frankly, that's more information than I had. As soon as the Mercury is ready to go, you'll need to dock with Nate and start a shakedown cruise.
Wait a minute. A shakedown cruise? Are you kidding me?
We've made several upgrades. including a new hyperdrive. We just haven't tested everything yet.
So we're going to test everything on the way to our mission. Awesome.
There's nothing any of us can do about this, but salute and carry on. George?
Yes, Commander.
What's the status of the Mercury? Is it ready?
Other than its untested new systems, the Mercury is fully charged and soft.
Very well, thank you. Major, I hate to say hello, then goodbye in the same breath, but we'll need to get your bat secured aboard the Mercury. Nate, can you begin transport preparation?
We'll start depressurizing the pod bay. Major Witt, I'll notify you when we're ready for securing the bat.
Sounds like a plan. I'll go back and prep my squad. I hope you have some new Earth movies to pass the time.
Oh, we have a really good one where this band of heroes saves the galaxy.
Really?
Yeah. One is a furry small mammal, and one is a young tree.
A small mammal and a young tree?
It used to be an old tree, but it sacrificed itself to save the others. But it had a seed that grew.
That grew into a tree? Well, I guess it's better than nothing.
Let's get this show on the road.
Road, small mammal, a tree. I will definitely need more data.
Ruth? You're back already?
Yes, but relax. Not for PT.
Okay, what's up?
I'm going to set you up with a transportal call.
Really? Somebody on the other side actually remembers me?
Don't be silly. No one has forgotten you. In fact, you've been the main topic of discussion for a while.
Pyramid here?
Yes, sir. I have Agent Hawk ready for you.
Thank you, Ruth.
Here you go. It's Mr. Pyramid.
Pyramid?
Hello, Kate. I understand you're doing quite well with your therapy.
I'm doing what I can. To what do I owe the honor of this call?
I've been talking with the doctors and Nurse Ruth, and we all agree that you can be moved back to this side.
Really? Well, that's good news. When can we do that?
We're working on a transfer this afternoon.
Where will I be going?
Initially, to our Mayo Clinic. We're working on getting our contacts there to get you in under the radar, so to speak.
You said initially? Where am I going from there?
Walter Reed, you'll be admitted under the guise of being wounded in gang crossfire.
You mean the cover story that Kelly saw right through?
We've gone to extensive lengths to shore up that story. I'm sure we won't have a problem.
I guess in hindsight, Kelly was the only one who didn't buy the cover story, and she's on our side now. How long do you think I'll be there?
That's hard to say. Fortunately, no one out of the loop really knows the extent of your injuries. The most we'll have to deal with is the change in your appearance. You'll be in a hyperbaric chamber in ICU, so it will be a little while before you can see visitors.
Or before they can see me.
Yes, well, that too.
While I have you on the phone, bring me up to date on the two bombing investigations.
Heinrich's grandson and an accomplice have abandoned their vehicle, so we're on the lookout for them. We're certain that Nelson's camera traps in Essex Park will catch them. They did manage to lift a print from the van, and it was not terrestrial. Most likely, another Hongan.
I suppose once it comes time to take them down, IDF feds will move in like they did on me with Henry.
You can count on it.
Poor Mac. I can really relate to him.
It's certainly better than trying to explain aliens to him. Now, as far as Soren's case in Johannesburg, that has taken an interesting turn.
How so?
What I'm getting from my European counterpart is that the relay went missing. And more importantly, Agent Simon doesn't believe it belongs to the British government.
Wait a minute. The Brits send one of their top agents to investigate the attempted bombing of a relay, and it may not be theirs? This is all too good. I've got to get back into the field.
You might be interested to know that my brother has informed me that Wi-Fi may be going after Lister, who escaped from Titan III, where he was on trial. If I understood things correctly, Major Witt will be heading a Marine task force to intercept Wi-Fi.
You're not going to tell me that they'll be hitching a ride on the Mercury again.
I'm afraid so, but this time under the command of Nate.
Nate? The same Nate that tried to pick me up at Scully's?
Believe it or not, he's actually become a very good captain and quite an asset to the Federation.
I've been out of it too long.
Don't worry, Kate. You'll be back in the thick of it soon enough. I'll give you back to Ruth, and she'll work out the details of your move.
Thank you. So I guess it's moving day for me.
This is what you've been waiting for. That doesn't mean you'll be getting rid of me, though. I'll be working with you at the Mayo. Once you get to Walter Reed, you'll have a whole new team working with you. The problem will be that most of them are not aware of the IDF.
That could prove to be interesting.
We have some key personnel there, so you won't be totally out of touch with us. Now, I've got some arrangements to make, and we'll get you out of here.
Yeah, from one Mayo to the other.
Hello, Agent Simon. Punctual as always.
Penny Packer, how goes the war?
Well, with Tony Simon on the case, I'd say we were winning as usual.
How kind of you. I really don't see why I need to check in every morning and afternoon. I feel like a rookie agent again.
I suppose it's because of the sensitivity of this case. Plus, I like to know what you're up to.
Now that I believe. Do you have anything yet from the Communications Center?
As you suspected, the center admits that the relay is not theirs. I'll switch you over to the director. He'll have more information for you.
Thank you, Penny.
Tony, do you have any additional information for me?
Soren and Sam have established that our biker has left town, but we're not sure he took the relay with him. To tell you the truth, we believe the relay at this point is insignificant.
Why do you say that?
Our initial analysis showed that it does not have the range to transmit very far. We think it intercepted transmissions sent to the main tower. Detective Lowe and I are convinced that it might be from the Department of Trade.
The Department of Trade? Well, that actually makes sense. They are responsible for setting up new businesses between us and South Africa.
And if highly classified inside information like that fell into the wrong hands, well, it would be like insider trading.
Precisely. They could also disrupt our whole system of commerce. I gather that you feel the relay is not important now because the information they needed has been secured.
Yes, most likely by the use of a hard drive or even a removable thumb drive.
This certainly complicates things. We'll know for certain if you ever recover the relay. What's your next move?
We are running an extensive background search on the tower maintenance worker. He mysteriously quit his job right after Detective Lowe interviewed him. He was a long-time employee of the communications company.
You think rage turned him?
That's exactly what we think. We also think this Dimitri is the one we really need to find.
Our friends at Interpol haven't been able to come up with anything yet. He seems to be quite the ghost.
He'll make a mistake. They all do. And we'll catch him sooner or later.
Well, let's hope it's sooner rather than later. I'll be expecting your call tomorrow. We'll talk about this more then.
Thank you, Director.
Keep your eyes straight ahead and hands on wheel where I can see them.
Dimitri, I presume. We finally meet.
Has Simon been kidnapped by Dimitri? Will Kate be able to make the transfer to the real Mayo Clinic? And will the Mercury pass its test during its mission? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Kettle is Boiling.